Welcome to St. James Church. Nice to see you all this morning. This is the largest crowd I've seen in an Episcopal church in quite a long time. Our liturgy begins on page 355 in the Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. You alone are the Holy Spirit, you alone are the Lord. You alone, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the lessons.
The first reading is from the Book of Esther. The king and Haman went in to feast with Queen Esther. On the second day, as they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, "What is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom it shall be fulfilled." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me. That is my petition, and the lives of my people. That is my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Sorry. If we had been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace, but no enemy can compensate for this damage to the king." Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he, who has presumed to do this?" Esther said, "A foe and enemy, this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Then Harbora, one of the eunuchs in attendance on the king, said, "Look, the very gallows that Haman has prepared for Mordecai, whose word saved the king, stands at Haman's house, 50 cubits high." And the king said, "Hang him on that." So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the anger of the king abated. Mordecai recorded these things and sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, both near and far, enjoining them that they should keep the 14th day of the month, Adar, and also the 15th day of the same month, year by year, as the days on which the Jews gained relief from their enemies, and as the month that had been turned for them from sorrow into gladness, and from mourning into a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and gladness, days for sending gifts of food to one another and presents to the poor. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 124 can be found in the insert of your bulletin. Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side,
let Israel now say,
if the Lord had not been on our side,
and enemies rose up against us,
Then would they have swallowed us up alive
in their fierce anger toward us.
Then would the waters have overwhelmed us
and the torrent gone over us.
Then would the raging waters
have gone right over us.
Blessed be the Lord.
He has not given us over to be a prey for their teeth.
We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowler.
The snare is broken, and we have escaped.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
Our second reading is from the book of James. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are they any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and is brought back by another, you should know that whoever brings back a sinner from wandering will save the sinner's soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus said to John, Teacher, we John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one does a good deed of power in my name will be soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame, than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. Have you ever tried to make a point with someone, perhaps in a group setting, and you're trying to get your point across, and someone all of a sudden just comes up with something right out of the blue and tries to change the subject? Ever happened to you? No? No. I'm sure there have probably been occasions when not only have I seen that happen, I have a feeling I probably have done it one or more times. Well, in last Sunday's gospel, Jesus picked up a child and was holding it, and he told his disciples, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Now, as far as I can tell, Jesus is still holding the child today. When John abruptly changes the subject to announce that he tried to stop someone from using Jesus' name in casting out demons, I can only imagine the frustration that Jesus must have felt. You know, all along their journey toward Jerusalem, Jesus offering himself on the cross, Jesus has been trying to get his disciples to understand what it really means to follow him on the way of the cross. Peter has declared Jesus to be the Messiah, but completely missed the point of what that will mean. The disciples have been discussing or arguing along the way about who's greatest. So once again, Jesus brings home the point of what it means to be a disciple. No one can heal in Jesus' name and be anti-Christ. It just isn't possible. You need to welcome those who don't necessarily walk the road in your footsteps. We're not all exactly alike. We can't expect those in our community to be exactly like us. It doesn't work. And that's okay, Jesus says. Presumably still holding the child, whom I suspect he is using as a metaphor for the believing community, the little ones, Jesus starts another line of thought about what it means to be a disciple. Don't be a stumbling block. Now, in Greek, the word you might recognize
scandalosio. Don't be a scandal to one of these little ones, these believers. The examples of those who cause others to stumble are grotesque and absurd. What one hand or one foot or one eye does, obviously the other hand, foot, or eye is complicit. Unless you go around this way all the time, trying to close one eye and only look at people with the other eye, it doesn't work. So obviously what Jesus is coming up with is overkill for effect. And the punishments themselves also are grotesque and overkill. Let's see now if the disciples finally get this, if I really ram the point home. You ever given that sort of thing where you come up with an absurd statement because it's got to get the point across? That's really what Jesus is doing. Now, in the last set of pericopes in our gospel this morning, Jesus talks about salt and being salt. The phraseology is somewhat difficult to follow, but I think Jesus is just telling them that they are to be seasoning for their community. They're to show their saltiness in how they welcome others into the community, how they allow new members to come along, perhaps gradually, not to force them into something they are not yet ready to accept. Finally, he tells them to be at peace with one another. As the author of the gospel compiles his sayings, it's apparent to me, at least, that he has not only the disciples who traveled with him, with Jesus, but also his own community around the year 70 AD. And I think he also has us in mind. We who are gathered here and those in our economic and social circles. He's telling us that we need to learn to welcome those who worship differently from us. Those who don't express the same exact creed we express. Those who don't perhaps express exactly the same political views that we express. We need to be welcoming to those whose faith isn't quite like ours. We need to learn what stumbling blocks we put in the way of those who aren't yet all in, as the saying goes, and to allow them to grow into faith in Christ. It doesn't take much to turn one off who comes seeking to find out what we're all about. Sometimes it's not giving that person the attention he or she came seeking. Sometimes it's asking too much too soon. Sometimes it may seem like we are being so attentive as to be overwhelming. And if a visitor picks up on our not being at peace with one another, very likely we will never see that person again. The key to being a welcoming community is, first, to listen to the welcoming words of love that come from Jesus. Then, to listen in love to those who are new or different from us. For the love of God in Christ is welcoming and encouraging, and it is the way of the cross. Now, would you stand as you are able and join with me in the affirmation of our faith as contained in the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Prayers of the people can be found on Form 6, page 392 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. Page 392. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God.
For all people in their daily life and work.
For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For our presiding bishop, our bishop, and all bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God in this church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this life.
Thank you for the beauty of this day.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
And put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins.
Have mercy upon us,
most merciful Father. And your compassion forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in newness of life. To the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Please be seated. Nancy, will you come up for announcements?
To welcome Father Pope. Communion, up the center aisle, receive your wafer, go back down the side aisles. If anybody needs a gluten-free wafer, please let the priest know. Newsletter, copies in the back. Special thanks to Joan, Carol, Luann, Mary, and Tom. Please join us for coffee hour downstairs, and please sign up for coffee hour. And now Carol would like to speak to us about shoeboxes. Does anybody else have any announcements after Carol? Okay, Joni does.
This is about the shoeboxes. Every shoebox gift is a tool for churches around the world to share the gospel with children, pointing them to God's greatest gift, Jesus Christ. We again are going to participate in the Samaritan's Purse or Operation Christmas Child. The first year, we sent 38 boxes. Last year, close to 70. And our goal this year is 75. There are two options. You can pack yourself, or you can pack a box online, or you could do both. Before the child receives the shoebox, the gospel is shared and told that God loves them. The shoebox is the tangible evidence of that. The child then has an opportunity to participate in a 12-week study, The Greatest Journey, led by a trained local church volunteer. On completion of the study, there's a graduation ceremony, and the child is presented with the New Testament in his own language. As a result, families have come to know Christ, and churches have been planted. A donation of $9 is requested, and that covers processing, shipping, and the booklet, The Greatest Story Gospel Book. There are shoeboxes and materials down in the Undercroft, and there will be probably more information as time goes on. Third week in November is the collection time.
Peace of the Lord be always with you. I invite you to greet one another with a nod or a shake. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you. papers we need. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It shall become for us the bread of heaven. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It shall become for us the cup of salvation. I'd like to ask, is anyone going to require gluten-free wafer? You've raised a hand so that I don't consecrate what we're not using. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For by water and the Holy Spirit, you have made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth your glory in all the world. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Pardon me. We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, in the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days, you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with James and all your saints we may enter the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Jesus Christ, keep you in everlasting life. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, keep you in everlasting life.
Your power and love.
Turn now in your prayer books, page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.